Monsieur Darcheville, je vous rappelle là, si vous voulez prendre une patiente, Mackenzie Thomas-Sowick. Thomas-Sowick indicates procedure with a special history of a gastric ulcer, taking Excedrin, up to 2 to 3 of those Excedrin tablets per day for continued headaches in the last 5 years. She had just had an endoscopy. She's taking pentaprazole, 40 milligram twice daily. She had an endoscopy done a few weeks ago, found a gastric ulcer, so she's here for follow-up of the gastric ulcer. She continues to have epigastric pain. Solution with gonadotropin. Her date of birth is 10/27/1995. Solution with gonadotropin and nothing else. Then we're doing blood pressure. Electrocardiogram to turn up your RP. Pursue AGD basket, switch to lymphocyte, 0-12%. Mechanism of bad pressure, pressure play, level sensitive. Scope play, so okay, the past half time. Stop against the injection of the father's called by Duarden. Patient mind you, Bishop, blood pressure, push up on the salad, enough for the APC, biopsy, and so much to the pussy, you feel a push up in fungus sign of the patient, Bishop, play up in the chip. After that, I guess it's just for a cavity, five, so I'll progress to the topic. So, he's able to the father's blood work, second example, she's doing a washroom, look around, the patient, biopsy, small, to know, feel exposed to the enterprise, now with the patient, enter modest erosive gastritis. Patient also have a wide base, non-healing gastric, also known in the lower body stomach, just around the pre-pyloric area, with thick and fold, mucosal fold, with disruption of the mucosa, multi-biopsy, with against like red-rolled plastic, with inflammatory changes, retro pressure inside the upper body suffer, a guardian gospel norm, not fixing constrained by just normal here, for example, this is not complicated, find gospel sign, normal Z-line, number 2, modest severe erosive gastritis, most like NCD news, number 4, non-healing gastric ulcer with thickened mucosal fold, noted in the lower body stomach near the pre-pyloric area, multiple biopsies targeting only pressure pressure. Could this be NSAID induced ulcer? Non healing, that could possibility. Could this be helicobacter pyloric induced ulcer? Or could the patient have underlying MALT lymphoma? Or if somebody calls them neoplastic changes contribute, which is not letting also heal? Could this be a GIST tumor? Number 4, gastrointestinal exam serum, biopsy between was serious poor recognition. Away with the gastric ulcer biopsy, even if the biopsy has been negative for any atypical test, I'm recommending for an aspect ultrasound for further evaluation to rule out neoplastic or see inflammatory changes. And number 2, continue pentaprazole 40 milligram. To our study, I'm going to start the patient with carafate 1 gram TID, have her before each meal, avoid NSAIDs as possible. I discussed also with her mom and her patients. Before they start the procedure about the headache, I strongly recommend patient to have a neurological evaluation. Maybe University of Florida Gainesville, as a worker for the ongoing headaches, and that might have resolved some issue because it seemed like for that reason patient taking Excedrin and that's what's causing stomach ulceration. Follow up soft food, avoid chili, spicy, greasy food. Avoid fatty food, fried food, or fast food. Follow up on 273 fish. After the outcome of the endoscopic ultrasound, it comes out to be benign, non-malignant, or non-atypical cells. Then I'll recommend a repeat laparoscopy done about 2 months. And nutrition, please send the copy to Bishop Family Care Provider, Dr. Herminia Estevez, and copy Dr. Paramsari. Dear Pursuit, December 10th to the 22nd, December 10th to the 22nd, patient option 9.